Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fastest 3 hours in radio is almost over. We hope you enjoyed the show today. We hope you enjoyed Bill Bush. Shout out to Bill Bush again. Thank you again, Bill, for just, giving us the business from a mental standpoint, just from a grind standpoint. I appreciate his grind. You know, you think about all the different schools that Bill's been through. I really want to say this because I think you guys got to understand, for coaches, it's a marathon. It is not a race. It's not 100. It's not 40. It is a doggone marathon. Here's why. 1989, Bill Bush started as a graduate assistant at Wesleyan. So I'm just going to count the stops. Okay? Nebraska, that's number 2. Wisconsin, 3. Northern Arizona, 4. New Mexico, 5. Utah, 6. Back to Nebraska, 7. Utah State, 8. Wisconsin, 9. Ohio State, 10. Rutgers, 11. LSU, 12. Now back at Nebraska, 13 stops to get back here.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stops.
Like you said, he goes, I was extremely blessed that, and he's like, it would never happen that you'd be able to coach in the same place for three different times.
No way.
It's unheard of, because obviously you have the staff changes and everything, and you don't have the same circles a lot of the times when you have new staffs and things like that. So it's truly remarkable. But after I've told you, Vershawn, after this conversation today, man, glad he's here.
Yeah. Are you kidding me that right now? Like, I mean, you got to understand I'm not saying some of the things that I'm saying just to be saying. I just think I've been around here long enough to understand Nebraska football, and I understand football from a different perspective. I am a coach, and I'm a former player that played at a high level, that was there at a great time as far as Nebraska goes, but I've also coached football. So just to be on the outside looking in or the inside looking in, yep, and to – see what we've done in the offseason, to see what type of players we brought in, to see the mentality of the players, to see the mentality of the coaches, and then the players starting to take on the mentality of their coaches. Mm-hmm. Bruh, that's what you need to be great. You got to have that. It's got to be a unit, and that goes from, like I said, Coach Osborne would say it, from the janitor all the way up to the athletic director.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. We all got to be on the same page, same accord.
Yeah, Mouth of the South said, VJ, the world needs to know two things. One, how much did you win at Keno? You will never say that number. And two, how many White Claws did Nick down? He was bragging yesterday how good seltzers are, so I know he was double fisting. So fun.
Put it like this. At the end of the night, every time I would walk over to Nick with my ticket, his smile got bigger and bigger. He's like, VJ, the last time I came over with just as big a smile as he did, and I'm like, Nick, I did it again.
You came over and you were like, I hit. And I would tap VJ on the back and I said, I'm never teaching you another game ever again.
That was an epic night, man. I mean, the night was great.
It was
hearing
insane.
From Coach Frost and all the coaches, Sinander.
Yeah, it was unreal.
Coach Joseph and all that, right? All the players.
It was great.
But the whole hitting at Keno. Let me tell you something, man. Car note paid.
And I also, I was not drinking White Claws. My drink of the night were Crown and Diets. That was...
How many did you have?
One, two, three. I don't know if this is really good to say on air. Let's just say at the end of the night, I could tell that I was giggling and laughing a lot and smiling a lot.
Oh,
I was,
yeah.
We were all having a pretty good time last
Rare
night.
Rare form.
Yeah.
Nate says, looking at booking the Ireland trip, would love if we could stay around the Husker fans. I know a bunch of y'all are going from the ticket, Nate.
I'm not
Who's
sure.
The only one going is Jake.
No, Jake is going.
Or Strick is going.
Strick is possibly going.
Who else is going?
Jay is a maybe.
Is Sip going?
Jay's doing secret agent stuff.
Sip?
Sip will go for his other job for On Three. And I think that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Like I said, I wanted to go, but I mean, hey, even the packages, like I think I'm in the same boat as a lot of people. Is if you go to Ireland for a Husker football game, you're staying there longer than 3 days. Like, I would want to stay there for
a week.
A week and a half, like make a true vacation out
That's
of it.
That's just what I said. You've been on six of them, so yeah, you're exactly
but
right.
I'm not doing it, though. So
somebody's got to run. Somebody's got to run home, don't they? Everybody can't go.
I mean, yeah. Well, I will say this. I'm going to say this without giving away any details, but we got a lot of exciting stuff coming up for around the ticket with the football season and everything. So we're all going to be busy, busy bees come August and September in a really good way. It's a lot of exciting things happening. So hang on.
Dang,
stick around for the ride.
I know, right? 5161 says Devontae Smith was a gunner on kickoff the year he won the Heisman.
There you go.
Used to give Tom Osborne all the credit for that 60-3 record until I found out VJ has the same record for his time in Nebraska. Hey, you're right, Drew. That's how it works, man. Double digits, Nick. VJ, 60-3. It's a bunch of us.
I did not reach double digit drinks. That'd be insane.
Corey and Lincoln said Jake and Sip have been saying all along they were doing a show in from Dublin. Is that BS or what?
Nope, that's true. Okay. I mean, we have the capability.
Jake and Sip are going though.
Yeah. So I mean, we have the capability. Now I'm not going to speak for them that they're going to be doing a show from there, but I would assume that they'll be able to call in. Like, we'll have Jake on our show. He'll be able to call in from Dublin, talk about it.
The beauty of 93.7 The Ticket. DP yep. Just gives us lateral movement.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.